Well, we have a real treat for you today as we find out about an upcoming event that the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area will be benefiting from. And from the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County, we have Resource and Development Coordinator Cassidy Walters, and from Alliance Laundry Systems, Betsy Heffernan. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Bob. We're glad to be here.
I wasn't sure of your title, Betsy, so...
Official title is Communications and Corporate Giving Manager, but really it's basically other duties as assigned. It's a big grab bag.
Whatever they put on your plate, right?
Exactly, and happy to do it.
Okay. Now, this event has been put on for a couple of years now, hasn't it? Cassidy,
yeah.
Tell us about it.
I believe the third year. So Arts and Crafts was a newly... event to replace the fall event that was used to be called the Duel. Another fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club. We played a mix onwards of the arts, which means kids are making art pieces, along with the crafts, which is taking place at Knuth Brewery. So have some cocktails and arts, and for the guests to bid on the art piece and just have a good old fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, so when is it? We know where it is, but when is it? And
yeah.
What time?
Arts and Crafts is set Thursday, September 17th at 5 o'clock. We encourage guests to come in, get registered, grab a cocktail, and really to start walking around the event center there at Canoose to look at all of the art pieces that the kids made. We have about 14 mm-hmm. collaborations. What a collaboration is, I've paired up 14 different youth with local artists around the area to have kind of a one-on-one mentor session, mm-hmm. and they make a very unique, one-of-a-kind art piece, something that you may not see traditional club youth make in the club, to have as the final art piece for us to live auction at the event.
Nice.
So about 6 o'clock, we will kick off the program, have a welcome, and then just start having kids come up on stage and tell us a little bit about their art piece with their youth and what their experience was like. And then we live auction the pieces. And it's really cool to see the kids' faces light up. They're like, whoa, people want my art. I think that's so cool.
So this benefits all three of the Boys and Girls Club's facilities?
Yes, all three club sites. I should put a little plug in, actually four. We're opening Markazan for the first time this year. We're having a school site. So Berlin and Ripon are our two standing sites. And then we'll have school sites after school year programming in Green Lake and now Markazan.
Okay. Now you have a featured artist?
Yes, we do. Stephanie Coley is her name. She's an artist from Wausau. I always try to get the past 3 years a local artist within the state, and maybe a little... outside of being local in our community, but she's really great. She's a painter, a muralist, recycled art, jewelry. She does a variety of things. Really, really cool. I got her secured. She's going to come at the event. So starting at 5 o'clock, she's going to start on a live art piece, and she's going to be working with the youth to create it. And hopefully by the end of the event, her and that youth piece will be done. And that will be the last piece we'll live auction off for the event.
Okay. Now you have a match. For this event?
We do. So we'll also have an appeal section like our other fundraisers. An appeal time is for guests to essentially donate money, mm-hmm. unrestricted funds to the club, serving as like operation unrestricted funds. And that will serve all four sites. And this year, our match is $50,000 donated by Tim and Vicky Weiss and family. So we're super appreciative of them supporting this match and getting our guests to raise $50,000 that night so we can get that match. So essentially everyone's dollars are being doubled, which is great.
Well, the match has worked out well for driving for a cause, I know.
So. Yeah. No, it's been really great. All of our fundraisers have seen a lot of success this year from having a match, and it just gives people a way to want to donate more and help us meet that number.
Okay. Betsy, now Alliance Laundry Systems has been very charitable in the area. And what is it about an event like this that draws sponsorship from Alliance?
Well, we're the presenting sponsor for this. Mm-hmm. And and it's a great event. It's a lot of fun. So I would encourage everyone to check it out. But one of the reasons why we value our partnership with the Boys and Girls Club so much is that we have almost 2,000 employees that work out of our Ripon office. They're not only from Ripon, but they are from the surrounding areas that are served by the different clubs. And the Boys and Girls Club supports our families. They support the children of our employees. And it's something that we do to show our employees support. It's also good for the community to have a place for the kids to go, to have them engaged in productive learning activities, as well as just a safe place to play and hang out and with other kids and with mentors. And so supporting the Boys and Girls Club, we believe, is good for our business because it supports our employees, and it's good for our business community in general to have that resource available to our families. It just makes everyone stronger.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a former school board member, you know that a lot of school districts promote STEM and now STEAM, and I believe the A stands for art, doesn't it?
You know, Bob, that's a new one for me. I'm going to have to go look that up and learn more.
I think it does.
Yeah, I'm familiar with STEM, but if they're putting art in there, I love that.
we're here.
Yeah,
that's what
I
this is.
It's science, technology, engineering, art. And math. Science, technology, engineering, art, and math, I believe. So
that's great. Awesome. I love that. Whole brain development.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but art is part of the learning experience and part of the appreciation experience, right?
Sure is. And a outlet for kids. Art is a way for them to express themselves. And so a lot of youth really enjoy doing that in their own way. Art's a variety of different things. So
yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah.
If you can do more than stick figures, you know, but even that's art, I guess. So.
Well, or coloring. That's a thing, right?
Yeah. Doesn't have to be perfect.
Right.
Art is art.
Or even black and white. That's
there
great.
We go. Yeah.
You know, charcoal and whatever. So,
but, yeah.
All right. So anything else that you wanted to point out about this event that's coming up on the 17th of September?
Yeah, no, it's a great event. Like Betsy said, I encourage everyone to check it out. Obviously, a great way to support the community and support the Boys and Girls Club. We also do have live music. So I believe Lexi Lakeman is our choir teacher in the Ripon Area School District, so she'll be singing at that event. So just another cool feature. Lots of arts, right? $50 a ticket. They can be found online on our Facebook page or on our website, Arts and Crafts. So $50 per ticket, super affordable event. Come out, have some appetizers and a drink, and support the Boys and Girls Club.
Is there a reservation deadline or no?
September 4th, ideally. So you got a couple weeks, if not a week now. So we'd love to have you, just to make sure I account for the right amount of food. But regardless, I'd love to have you, even if it's after that.
I think Anous can handle it. So,
yeah. No, he's great. They're great. But, so
okay. Anything you wanted to mention, Betsy?
Oh, just that it's a great event. You'll have a lot of fun, and you'll be doing a lot of good. For the kids and for the greater community.
Okay. Ladies, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.
Always a pleasure to see you, Bob.
We've been talking with Cassidy Walters of the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area, and also Betsy Heffernan of Alliance Laundry Systems.